Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. A wise man is not bewildered by such a change." Please be seated, if you have a seat. This text from Bhagavad Gita is surely one of the ones that Sri Bhuvanath found most interesting, because it's at the very beginning of Krishna's instruction to his friend and disciple Arjuna. And as such, it represents the beginning of the spiritual teachings which have informed the Eastern world with its millions of people for thousands of years. It simply says, in keeping with all great scriptures, that there is a difference between the body and the soul. Of the two things, the body is impermanent. It comes into being, it remains for some time, becomes old, becomes diseased, and finally, what we call death, is the separation of the soul as it continues in its journey. I thought that Sri Bhuvanath would outlive all of us. It came as a great shock to me, even though we knew that he was sick, to hear that he had finally passed away. But death has come, and it has separated us from his vision, at least that vision of the Sri Bhuvanath that we knew. But as we see his body, what he has left behind, we understand this simply to be the vehicle, the instrument with which he served his Lord. Saint Francis of Assisi once said, "This body, let it be the donkey that carries me. Let it me be the passenger on this donkey. This is a dull beast of burden, simply made of flesh and blood. But me, the passenger, I will go on." So our understanding of our relationship with Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu may have come to a gentle close, but we know that he lives on. He lives on in just the same way as the words of this psalm helps us to understand, because the soul is eternal. Eternal means never were we born, and never will we die. We are always existing. And we are on a journey. And when we come to this world, as part of that journey, it is to learn a lesson. So some souls take birth many times, we believe. And some of them, those old souls, they're in such a position that they can help others. This is the natural order of things. So when someone is an old soul, if you like, although we're all eternal, but when someone has learned a lot of lessons, later on in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that that soul comes to him rather quickly. He's very much attracted to these things. One time, Sri Bhuvanath's spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, was asked, "We were all born into Western families where there was no knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. How is it that we came so quickly?" And he simply said, "Because we were all together in our previous life." And he said, "When the time was right and I called you, you came." So we like to think that Sri Bhuvanath, only 17, was called by Krishna, a voice within the heart. He was called by Krishna, and he came, and he answered that call. And because he was carrying with him knowledge of many, many lifetimes, this is how he remained not only strong for himself, But he was able to help all of us. Everybody knows my story. I was, again, typical place for Tribhuvanath. I was 17 in the middle of a field in the pouring rain at a pop festival back in 1974. Someone had stolen my tent. Where was I to go? It was dark, it was cold, I was looking around. And then this girl came to me, a rather attractive young woman came to me, and she said, "Why don't you come back to my tent?" So I was only 17, the blood started rushing around my ears, and I thought, this is it. This is my first experience. This is going to be great. So I was here, the girl was here, we were face to face. And all of a sudden, a head came in between me and that young woman, and that head turned to me and it said, "Mick, you don't want to do that." Thus began my career as a celibate monk. You can guess who the head was. That was Tribhuvanath. One time, and then of course he brought me back and fed me, and the following morning took me to the Bhaktivedanta Manor, where I stayed for some time. It was only 8 years later that I found that he had given me a very comfortable bed, because I'd lost my tent and my sleeping bag was quite thin, that he'd given me a nice comfortable bed in his converted Mercedes. At that time he was a bit upmarket, he liked the Mercedes. And it was only 8 to 10 years later that I found that he'd actually locked me in the van overnight. Just in case I changed my mind in the middle of the night. So when Srila Prabhupada, Tribhuvanath's guru, my guru, the guru of many of us, the founder of this Hare Krishna movement, was asked to say something about his spiritual teacher. And he just got choked up. He couldn't say anything. A few moments later, he just turned to his disciples with tears in his eyes and he said, "My spiritual master saved me." So if someone asks me to say something about Tribhuvanath, all I can say is, he saved me. I am the person that I am today, for right or wrong, richer or poorer, because of what he did for me in the middle of a field in 1974. We have many stories, but I think that as the years have gone by, he's just reminded me of the eternal aspect. I think because we thought that Tribhuvanath seemed to be forever young. This was the thing, that when you're very much in touch with the emotions of the soul, you seem young for your years. You seem very much young for your years. And I think that I was always reminded that wherever Tribhuvanath was, it felt like eternity. One of his kirtans, singing and dancing, you could become lost in that. And that was a wonderful experience for very many people. What Tribhuvanath did for me, he also did for many young people. So I want to stop now, and I want to call upon, who would like to go first, Bala or Ravi?